Excellent. Hello there.
Well, I should. We're not live. We're pre-recording.
Okay, good.
I'm
excellent.
Lying. I'm lying. So it's been a while since we touched base, and there's so many things going on in the world right now, and my focus has been a little on overpopulation. That's one of the things I've been touching on. You recently had a little. What do you call that when you go out and speak?
A presentation.
And how far did you have to go? You're in Colorado, right?
I had to go to Albuquerque, New Mexico.
That's pretty far.
Not too bad. Well, I took a flight over there, so it wasn't too bad. It was about an hour away.
Okay. And you spoke about
I spoke about the weaponization of the biodome, for one.
The weaponization of the biodome.
Right. Misusing artificial intelligence and the array systems and a lot of the covert technologies that are being deployed discreetly. And I also talked about, I had two workshops, and one was on my original book, Transmutation Through Ascension, which was dealing with consciousness, DNA activation, and healing, and very, very uplifting. And then my other workshop was kind of a mini workshop about AI intelligence and mind control and synthetic telepathy and how to navigate through the programs.
You know, you mentioned healing. That's, I think, very important.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And I've, you know, the book, The Might of Thoughts, I spend a whole lot of time in. It's one of Billy's books that talks about learning to control your thoughts. And that kind of overlaps with Dr. Bruce Lipton's work, who talks a lot about the importance of our thinking and how our thinking affects our blood chemistry, and then the blood chemistry affects the health. So tell me more about what you were doing with your aspect that you presented on healing.
Well, I was talking about ways to navigate through higher consciousness and methods to raise your vibrational frequency. A lot of that had to do with meditation and unified chakra meditation, which is one of my favorites. So I encourage people to work on that and do meditation associated with their chakra systems, which is actually holographic. It's not just one level of it. It's a multidimensional field. So we talked about that. We worked on levels of consciousness through intent and also manifestation. And we even did an exercise with water and programming water. And in the end, when I had everybody drink the water after they programmed it, they could tell a huge difference. So it was really, really interesting and very effective. Yeah.
And it's always different when you change scenery, too. You were in a desert.
Yeah.
You went to a desert, right?
You know, it was really nice. I felt pretty good when I got there. I did tell a few people that I felt like I was being hit with some kind of an energetic for about maybe the first day I was there. And then I almost felt like I was going into a trance of some kind. Mm. And then it switched out and then I was okay. But I noticed that I can breathe a lot better there, which is kind of scary. I don't know if the air's quality is that much better over there from here, but it seemed like it was okay.
Hmm.
Yeah.
In the Southwest, I guess has better air.
I don't know if it does or not. I did notice a difference in air quality for the better when I was there. Maybe it was just I just caught it on a good day or something, maybe.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was kind of interesting.
Definitely. So that's a little different. I'm glad you had the opportunity to do that.
Mm-hmm. Now, well, you know, what's interesting, Mark, I just want to say real quick, is that what I notice is that people really need to hear the positives.
Oh.
And they need to know about consciousness and healing and DNA activation and all the good things that make us empowered. Because when I talk about covert technology, that's one thing. And a lot of people are talking about the other stuff and the ETs and this and that. But I have to say, I had the best response from the audience with the workshop I did with Transmutation Through Ascension. And that was all about DNA activation and healing and self-empowerment.
You know, it's so funny because my show has, now that I'm pretty much focused on the Meyer material, it's turned into like a self-help show.
Good. I think it's fantastic. We need it.
Yeah, we do. We really, really do. And so I've taken different things out of the Might of Thoughts book. And there's one, and he covers certain topics, and he goes into such depth in them that sometimes it's good to step back and get like an overview. For example, I call these my things I tell myself, and I literally do this almost every morning, probably every morning, and sometimes two or three times a day. I tell myself I'm confident, I'm optimistic, I'm relaxed, I'm cheerful, I'm enthusiastic. Now, Billy in the book goes over confidence and enthusiasm and goes over these things in great detail, but just to stop, because we have this embedded negative repeating program that repeats negative thoughts over and over again. And those negative thoughts then spawn off negative feelings. And the negative feelings, do you ever notice those? It's like all of a sudden you start having these negative feelings and you're like, where is that coming from?
Yeah, you have to realize that I've been interfaced with artificial intelligence and synthetic telepathy. And when I was interfaced and they tried to entrain me or program me or hit me with a covert warfare, it was always negative entrainment. In other words, it was always insults, negative narratives, abusive of things that really poison you from the inside out. So I had it on a full speed interface, and it's terrible. Well, and yes, it can affect you energetically. Absolutely.
Even, you know, let's take all of the... You know, there's interesting, there are different people like yourself that have seemed to have been targeted by this stuff. But I think the whole population is currently to some degree being targeted through, you know, the RFID, the radio frequency that's from the cell phones and mm-hmm. so many different things and the destruction of the planet.
Right. Yeah, they're getting hit on a subtle energy field level, and also in psychological warfare is obviously a mock. I mean, it's everywhere. So they're getting hit, but not to the intimate level where they're being abused with a narrative 24 hours a day, but they're externalizing it. If you notice that there's all this polarization and attack between, well, the right and the left right now, but basically the left big time, and they're literally just pushing with negative narrative. And to me, that is psychological warfare, but it's also a reenactment of social engineering, and it's like their sleeper cells being activated. But I see it. I see all the toxicity coming out through the misuse of frequency.
Well, you mentioned subtle energy level, and those are good words because, for example, if you go into the forest, it enhances that subtle energy level.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? That feeling that I guess they're negative ions, they call them.
Oh, yeah. It's so healing to be in nature. Well, what's left of it? Yes, absolutely. And also, the ocean is really where you get the negative ions. So that's perfect. That's why I miss the sea. I miss the ocean very much.
But, you know, it's so important that people recognize and be sensitive about these things because I don't think they realize sometimes how they're being impacted in a negative way. We spend so much time indoors. We spend so much time in front of screens. But you have to, you know, the way Billy describes it is thinking in a neutral, positive way. And mm-hmm. that's exactly what you're getting from the ocean. That energy.
Oh, yeah.
It's a neutral positive. It's this, well, you know, it's probably negative ions. But it's just hard to put into words. It's this subtle energy field.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it totally is. Well, we definitely need that to be reabsorbed into what I call our cellular design because it helps reboot us on a spiritual consciousness level. And we are, as I've touched on, multidimensional. So as we observe and we experience nature, it helps assist us in our evolution in consciousness, if you ask me anyway.
But you mentioned something in there about the left.
Mm-hmm.
And did you mention the programming, the mind control?
Oh, yeah. There's so much social engineering with these guys. You know, I don't think they understand what they're doing. They're almost like auto response. I mean, they're literally just on autopilot acting out due to their engineering, social engineering, and the way they've been programmed by mainstream media, a lot of the levels, and of course, you know, schools and colleges and things like that. So I'm seeing a reenactment almost of something that's been embedded by a covert department to some level. You know, it's just, to me, it looks that way anyway.
Do you think the mainstream media, how can I put this? I was trying to, sometimes when I'm thinking about things, I try to say it out loud in order to find the right words. For mm-hmm. example, it seems like to me that the deep state controls the mainstream media today. Now, mm-hmm. what is the deep state? Because, right. you know, it's also the big companies. Because,
yeah, the corporations.
Like, mm-hmm. if you do a search on Google, search on Google for Alex Jones. You'll get all of this weird, all the hits that, you know, try to make them look like a nutcase.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you go into Bing, believe it or not, which is from Microsoft, you search for Alex Jones, you just get his website.
Yeah.
So that's what we should be getting from the big tech companies. Objective, neutral information that is not presenting the information negatively or positively. It's
right.
just presenting the information. Then
yeah,
we,
they should treat it like an employer. Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, basically, if you hire, go ahead.
We should be able then to read it, and with our own mind, be able to just discern how much we think is true, how much we think is false, et cetera.
I agree. Without a personal spin or defamation of character. No, I totally agree with that. But they are going ahead. They're doing character assassination. There's no doubt about that. Or sometimes they're just sanitizing things and making people disappear.
MSNBC stopped covering Trump's speeches because they said he was being racist by presenting this, what's going on with the people coming in through Mexico and stuff.
That's not true at all. And once again, that's propaganda and their personal spin and misrepresentation of what he's doing deliberately to sabotage. And that's what I don't understand about these people. But when you look at mainstream media, you're asking who runs it. Well, we have CIA running a lot of that. That oversees, the intelligence agencies oversee an awful lot of Hollywood, mainstream media, and the big corporations. They're all contracted. They're all interconnected to some degree. So you're dealing with a lot of agencies that are infiltrating into those areas that are controlling and manipulating the narrative.
Who's the CNN guy with the white hair, the host?
Oh,
do you remember his name?
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Once again, amnesia comes in. But I know who you're talking about. I can see his face.
My own mind is forcing it out. But I've heard he's ex-CIA. He's so...
Well, yeah, they're assets to some degree. You know, the people that can be handled and used for an agenda are the ones that are going to be puppeteered and put out there to control, manipulate the narrative. And that's what we're seeing today. And that's what I like about the truth media. Even though it's not all 100% accurate, at least we're out there, beings like us are out there doing the truth. There's some out there that I question, but literally we're there actually creating a counter, creating the truth versus their propaganda, which is something that they can't stand. But that's really too bad.
Anderson Cooper.
That's it. That's it. Yep.
Mr. Green Screen. Remember when they were covering the Sandy Hook thing?
Yep.
And he was supposed to be there, and you could see the green screen behind him. You know, he wasn't there. It's just so ridiculous. It's all, I cannot believe how false the media is.
Yeah, and they think they're telling the truth, and I don't know if they're just plain sociopaths, they're just lying, ignorant, or just not paying attention to their own psyches. I have no idea what's going on with these people anymore, but honestly, they need to do some shadowing and look at their character. They've ruined this world. I mean, on so many levels, they say that they haven't been a disservice. They've been a huge disservice to the mainstream collective because they've lied. They've exaggerated. They've propagated information that hasn't been accurate. They've literally put our new president, I mean, President Trump, he's been in office for a while now, but they put him in harm's way just by the propaganda and the lies. I mean, that's unbelievable.
The mainstream media is working for whatever group is trying to break the country up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether that is George Soros, whether it's the big banks, whether it's the Chinese, whether it's the Saudi Arabia, I don't know.
Well, it's like the EU or the UN. In my opinion, I think it has to do with the EU and the UN and the Saudis, too. We have a lot of enemies. There's no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like pick your poison, spin the wheel.
So all of these negative groups, I think, whoever, and they may be cooperating together to a certain degree. So whoever the dark side is, whether it's the Chinese, the UN, as you mentioned, Saudi Arabia, George Soros, all of these people now are working together and using the mainstream media as a tool to split our country up, to create these divisions among people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is being done on purpose. This is not just random chance.
Oh, I agree with you. Yeah, it's definitely a sabotage. And, of course, it's fracturing the whole U.S. to a point where we don't even – their agenda is to not have a United States anymore. Or what they do acquire is something socially engineered to such a level it's communistic or socialistic. I mean, however you want to look at it, it's definitely socialism.
So the country is under attack from within – as well as without.
Yeah, it's a Trojan horse, in my opinion, anyway. It certainly looks that way.
Hasn't this intensified over the past couple of years dramatically?
It's gotten worse and worse and worse. I keep waking up every day and we want a better world. And I know that President Trump's trying to create the better America, but it's like it's like a sandcastle. Every time he builds it, they kick it down. Every time. What's interesting is I see him building a foundation over something that's been so disgustingly corrupted that it literally he needs to scrape that old foundation and create a new foundation to build on because that's what's going on here. I mean, he's got to infiltrate and get in there and clean house. I think he's starting to do it, but it's going to take a while.
You know, every day at a personal level, we have to keep thinking thoughts that are healthy for us. We need mm-hmm. to keep telling ourselves we're confident, we're optimistic, we're relaxed, we're cheerful, we're enthusiastic, that we're the master of our own destinies, that we're the creator of our own good luck. So we need to build the unity one day at a time within ourselves and pass that on to each other.
Mm-hmm. That's well said. Unity consciousness comes to mind.
Yes.
So that's definitely it. And it is positive affirmation. I mean, that's not what you're talking about, is just being in that space of positive affirmations and positive intent, creating positive reality. So it does work. There's no doubt about it.
One of the things that Billy says is not to let your thoughts drift. And I notice I do that a lot. Like mm-hmm. I used to even a lot more a year or two ago, because when my thoughts start drifting off, that's usually when, before I realize it, the negative thoughts are coming in.
Yeah, you're in multiple layers then. Yeah.
And the negative thoughts, they build up these like deep grooves in your consciousness where mm-hmm. you can play them back over and over and over again, like a repeating program, like some kind of nightmare that you can't turn off.
Wow. See, you sound like what you're describing is how synthetic telepathy interface works when they're torturing people, the looping feedback programs. I wonder if you've been plugged in because that's what it sounds like. I know the brain and the mind are very fascinating, and we are holographic, and we can do so many fantastic things when we tune into different frequencies. But when you're getting constant repetition of something, then that means there's something going on there, in my opinion. A mechanism has been created, so that needs to be deactivated.
Well, we're all under an assault.
Yep.
Every day. And to me, the funniest thing is when I go to the gym to work out and I listen to that, and I say this in quotes, that music, because to me, it sounds like, oh man, like it's the sound of industry. It's the sound of the inner city. It's like a cross between heavy metal and rap and everything that's unnerving and uncomfortable, and it sometimes sounds like just this rage being expressed, mm-hmm. and there's nothing healthy in this. There's nothing good in this. It's just,
right.
And we're constantly, you have to pick your environments.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree. That's why I usually wear a headset when I train, and I pick and choose what I want to listen to insofar as music goes. But yeah, it's very saturated, you know. There's so much toxicity out there. You do have to pick and choose where you want to navigate and even who you want to communicate with.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And one of the things Billy talks about is clarifying your thoughts. Mm-hmm. And over the years, I've worked on that more and more. And for example, he has a passage that goes kind of like this. It's on page 224 in the Mighty Thoughts. And he says, when tangled ideas confuse control the thoughts, and how does it go? Gosh, when tangled ideas confuse the thoughts and cause the thoughts to go from one extreme to another and create a misdirection of the thoughts, which triggers emotions that can lead to murder and manslaughter. So what I've done over the years is break this little passage down. He says, when tangled ideas confuse the thoughts. Now, Billy, and check this out and see if you can relate to this or not. Mm-hmm. Billy uses the term idea, I-D-E-A, for a concept that isn't fully developed yet. Mm-hmm. But an I-D-E-A-L is completely and fully developed and it's mature. And he says, he explains that when tangled ideas confuse the thoughts. So he encourages us to develop our ideas into ideals, things that are fully thought out and fully thought through. And I think that's what's happening here in the United States so much, is that people have not completely thought through their notions, if you follow what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with you on that one. I think a lot of it is just scattered information and data.
Yeah.
To a point where it's not very focused and the energetic behind it isn't manifesting properly.
So he says it's very important to clarify your thoughts, to nurture your thoughts. So if you have good thoughts about something, like I'll give you, like if you can look at your dog and have loving thoughts and warm thoughts, though either your thoughts about your dog and your cats, of course, are, he says, the feelings will grow out of the thoughts. So if you have a warm and pleasant feeling about thinking about your animals, you should nurture that thought.
Yep, that makes sense.
Clarify that thought. That thought will strengthen you.
I agree.
And you shouldn't be, and we should, you know, just turn away from so many negative thoughts.
That's well said. I agree with that.
There's so many negative thoughts today. I think a lot of folks are becoming addicted.
Yeah, I agree. So I agree with that also, that they're being entrained, I guess is the word.
You know, entrained. Elaborate on that.
Well, it's just the way their minds are being set. They enjoy the polarization and the conflict. They enjoy the entity control interface. And so far as just arguing 24 hours a day, it's like some people are addicted to argument. They get off on it. I don't. I actually hate drama. I try to break away from drama. I really do. I can do it. Don't get me wrong. But I'm like, no, it's not my style. I prefer to navigate on higher ground, on higher consciousness. I do see that.
The drama of the conflict between the left and the right, sometimes I will watch that sort of thing too.
Yep.
And it's probably not good.
It's not. And even on Twitter, if you go on there or you go anyplace else, it's a constant interface of narrative that's negative most of the time, because people are, you know, they're venting, and I get it. People are upset. They want to vent on the internet. And there's a place to do that, and that's great. But it does become very, very toxic after a while, and it does train you to respond to toxic narratives, and it's not good. I mean, even if we're countering in the truth against these negative narratives, it's still not healthy for us. I mean, we're basically lowering our fields of energy so that we have to engage with this to correct people who are negative. And it just gets old after a while. It's kind of like schooling somebody 24 hours a day.
I love the way you keep bringing up energy, because we have to be more aware of our energy, our subtle energy levels. And they're all tied into our consciousness, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. And it, depending on how we're thinking and how our feelings are formulating, our vibration will be low or high. But I prefer to keep my frequencies on a higher level.
Yeah.
I'm sure you do too. But at the same time, there are, you know, we spike sometimes when we get, you know, to a level where we get, you know, annoyed with certain things that are going on here. And it seems to me we're navigating in a maelstrom. So the only way out is up. I know you were talking about, you know, population, right?
Yeah.
That's a big deal. And for me, my big thing on population every week is literally the only way out is up. In other words, we've got to break orbit here with a specific group of people and actually, in my opinion, move to another planet to live that's compatible. That's what I'm looking at. Seriously.
Eventually, going to happen.
I can see that by 2022.
Really? That soon?
I can see that actually. If we were to go full speed ahead and release the Black Science Department technologies and what's there, they want the space fleet, but literally take all that energy and information and technology and advancement and open it up, I think we would be off planet, residing off planet.
And there's probably a bunch of Earths out there. It's just a matter of finding them.
Oh, there's plenty. There's plenty. And that's my point. We have infinite amounts of whatever we need. It's just that we're confined here by ignorance and the false matrix and a lot of propaganda and distortion, in my opinion, anyway.
You know, you hear the narrative where you can fit all the people in the world into Texas. And you literally could do that. But the things that people don't think about is, for example, feeding 7 billion people. And if you just, and I'll go through this quickly. Have we talked about this before?
I remember you touching on it, but go ahead.
Yeah. If say 7 billion people and they get one cow to eat one cow for their whole life. Now a 1200 pound steer produces about 500 pounds of meat. And you would think, oh, I'll never eat 500 pounds of meat. Well, believe it or not, if you eat a pound a week, that'll be 52 pounds per year. If you eat a pound of meat a week, that's 52 pounds a year. Multiplied by 10 times 52 is a little over 500. So you and I can eat a whole friggin' cow in about 10 years.
I'm a vegetarian, so I won't worry about
good
that.
For
But
you.
yeah.
Good for you. You know, Frosty Wooldridge is a vegetarian as well.
Yeah.
I didn't
yeah,
know
I don't
you.
Do meat.
I didn't
oh,
know that.
Yeah, I don't do red meat. I don't deprive my dog. He eats chicken, but I'm not into meat. No, I don't eat it.
Good
and it's
for
interesting.
You. Good
yeah,
for
it just
you.
Doesn't resonate with me. I mean, I literally get sick if I even think about it.
Well, from my own points of view, I think compassion, empathy, moral reasoning tell us we shouldn't kill unless we have to. But if you would take just one cow, it takes about 2 acres if you're going to have a cow live in a healthy way. Most farmers decrease that size, and it destroys their fields. It also very bad for the cows. But mm-hmm. if you assign one cow to one person, that would be 7 billion cows for the 7 billion people. Now, and if you say 2 acres per cow, that's 14 billion acres. If you put you can search up on the web and convert acres to square miles. So 14 billion acres is 21 million square miles. That's all of the United States, Canada, Russia, South America, and Alaska. Just to support enough cows for where one person through their whole lifetime will eat one cow. Now, currently there are about 1.5 billion cows on Earth. This is really interesting. I know maybe a little too tedious for some people, but the reason that we're destroying the rainforest to make more room for the cows. That's one of the big reasons. That's one of the big things.
Well, why don't they just clone meat? I mean, honestly, there are so many methods. If people are really meat-oriented, there's so many different things they can do now. Even the vegan-style meat is really good. So there's always a solution, you know?
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of solutions for us. But I'm just trying to, you know, put these things in perspective. So, yeah, you can fit all the people in the world in Texas. But
isn't that interesting?
Well,
I'm sure they'd love to do that, too.
You know what's funny is I'll have to. I'm just looking at my notes here. I keep copious notes on all this stuff. I believe there are 30 million people starved to death every year.
Wow, that's a shame.
Isn't that astonishing?
That should not be happening at all.
It should not be happening. And, you know, it's like a billion people are hungry in the world, a billion people. To me, those statistics are staggering. But you're right. We have to learn. We have to fix some of these problems, man. I'm telling
you. Oh, absolutely. That's terrible.
And bringing in more immigrants is not the solution.
No, it's not the solution. And like us, and we're not judging them, but assuming that a lot of them probably do have criminal or violent backgrounds is not okay also. So there's just a real interesting formula that's been created to literally infiltrate this country. And this isn't about anything other than just taking America down.
Oh, that's what they're doing. The
that's
country
right.
is under attack. It's just, it's exactly what it is.
It's not normal immigration. This isn't normal immigration. If it was, we wouldn't be having a problem with it. This is an invasion. This is literally people who are not documented, don't want to be documented, coming over here illegally, and now they're just coming over in this big wall of energy. So, you know, just fill out the paperwork for crying out loud. If they really want to be here that badly, why can't they just fill it out?
Well, you know, it's very interesting, too, because these people aren't walking hundreds of miles. They're being driven.
Yep.
And they're being fed and they're given water. So again, probably it's George Soros under this. So,
there's definitely something behind the scenery. Yeah. He seems to be one of the villains behind a lot of stuff.
It is. It's a very interesting time to be alive.
It's interesting, but I'm just burned out on it. I have to tell you, I'm just so burned out. I just want to look at it from a parallax view. That's why I keep talking about leaving this world. I would volunteer to be an astronaut in a heartbeat if I could get out of here.
Yeah.
I don't care if it was a one-way ticket. I don't care if it was a one-way trip. I would go.
Yeah. You're more intense than I am.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
That's a long trip, man.
Well, it depends on how you go, but literally, I'm ready to get out of here. I've been ready since yesterday, you know.
Well, you're right. I mean, it is. It's. We really have to take control of our thoughts. I mean, that's the key, because, you know, It is the nature of the thoughts that by their might alone, every conceivable thing can be brought to fruition. It's a hard,
very true.
Yeah, it's a very,
that's
very
what they're
true.
Doing. They're manifesting alternate realities as they spit out negative thought forms. And that's what this collision's about, this chaos in motion.
Right.
All these people, I mean, everybody and their mother is spitting out so many weird things. And it would help if they'd meditate before they get up and start getting on the internet and getting all angry.
That's what I got to do. I got to pick my meditation back up.
Seriously, do it. You know, even if it's just a few affirmations or toning or singing, whatever it takes to shift your energy, run, work out, and then sit down and get at the computer. But for people to get all agitated, be angry, and then get out there, and this is their vent. Their vent is the computer. So they go in there and they just project it all in the virtual spin of regurgitation.
Do you ever watch how violent some of these video games are?
Well, I used to love video games, so I'm probably not the best person to ask. But yeah, they can be violent, yes.
And some of the movies now are so... Have you watched any of the John Wick series?
Oh, that's the one you sent me the links to that. I saw a few scenes, and those are very violent. Absolutely.
Those are so violent.
Yeah.
It's absurd. Yep. They've got a video game now called Call of Duty, and it's like the super realistic war movie, but, I mean, I don't think they're healthy. You know,
now they're in training. Once again, it's a brainwave entrainment program.
So when you say entrainment, are you talking about, it's kind of a programming people?
Yeah, it's basically a calibration to interconnect the brainwave activity to interface with that kind of behavior. It's almost like heterodyning somebody, except you're not really mind controlling them. They're basically signing up for it because they want to play the game. But it is one of those things where they're training their mind and their brain and their response, their motor skills to respond to a violent scenario. It's just like they would do with fighter pilots.
And did you say heterodyne?
Well, it's like when they use, EEG heterodyning in signals, where you're literally overlaying and mixing brainwave activity signals onto a target. That's what they use in covert intelligence to compromise or create an alter in a target. So, you know, not that they're doing that with this, but it's one of those things where it's the same thing where they're literally changing and modifying the brainwave activity by interfacing with a virtual game.
So our brainwave activity is being modified.
Yep.
And we're in training.
Correct.
So we're kind of almost training our subconscious to accept these violent ideas.
Yeah, we're already there.
To be influenced by them. So we should be very, very careful about what we watch.
Well, I agree with that. I mean, there's a time to be able to navigate and counter an attack and be a good fighter, you know what I mean? But there's another time that really is negative entrainment where you just don't want to be constantly involved in that because I think it's unhealthy after a while. It gets people too wrapped up in a more violent scenario and it's not healthy.
Well, it's the opposite of love, right?
Yeah, this is a world that's in chaos and the outlet for chaos is violence, it seems like anyway.
Oh, that's interesting. So it becomes an outlet for people.
I think so. Well, that's why they do it, isn't it? I mean, that's the way I used to play video games to have some downtime in the past when I was younger.
And do you think people then become addicted to their own, like, dopamine, their own hormone?
Yeah,
levels?
Absolutely. Just like runner's high. I mean, you're talking to an adrenaline junkie from the past because I trained in martial arts and, you know, I competed and then I did video games and I did all that stuff that literally puts you in a very high energy, right? Puts you in a really intense energy field. So, yeah, I get it. I totally get it.
So we need to kind of be aware that some of that is destructive.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and nowadays you're seeing the destruction right now. You're seeing how people are like just becoming almost like a witch hunt. You know, I felt so bad for Tucker Carlson. I mean, you heard about him getting harassed in his residence. These people are just showing up and, you know, completely trying to.
No, tell me about that. I haven't heard.
Oh, yeah, a bunch of mobs, angry. I guess they were like Antifa type group just up there at his residence, harassing him, knocking on his door, vandalizing and threatening him and his family. And it's just unbelievable. That's terrorism. That's domestic terrorism. But it reminds me of the old days and the witch hunts, you know?
Well, I think we need to do, I'm thinking of another show, a spinoff, to try to analyze this whole phenomena. Because people are being attacked. People like Tucker Carlson, people like Trump, people like Alex Jones. Sean Hannity recently went to one of the Trump, one of his, you know, where he gives his speeches and whatnot. And he was rebuked by Fox News. Did you hear about that?
Oh, wow. Interesting. No, I didn't hear that. That's very interesting.
Yeah. And I don't know what was the nature of the rebuke. But, you know, it used to be patriotic to support your president.
Yeah, it's basically propaganda. I'm not sure what these people are going to get out of doing this to President Trump. I really don't understand it at all. But it has been since before he was even nominated into office. This was going on. This was sparked by the Clintons. It was sparked by mainstream media. You know, their propaganda got out of control. They never let up. They never let up. They just pursued and pursued. And this is what they want. They want this socially engineered scenario. And I think I told you about Chip Tatum, you know, who talked about he predicted an Arab Spring here in the U.S. insofar as it's American Spring, but literally about the type of sleeper cell activation and the people uprising, but literally just being socially engineered to be violent. And that's what's happening.
What educate me about the Arab Spring?
Well, what his assessment was that there is so much propaganda and so much socialization insofar as not socialization, but social engineering going on to such a degree that the people here have been entrained to respond violently and are triggered by certain programs that are running. And some of it has to do with, well, for example, President Trump. So things that get a scenario, they create this scenario in the screenplay, like a little screen that they literally follow. They just become activated through it. It's a triggering effect. It's socially engineered mind control.
People are probably being triggered by this show right now.
Well, they might be, you know, and like I said, I have people on both sides. I'm a spiritual being. First of all, I'm not into religion, as you probably know. I'm also not right or left. I'm just someone who believes in the spirit of the freedom of America. Right.
Right.
I mean, truly that's who I am. And somehow people get put in categories. Oh, this person's on the right or this person's on the left. And I said this a billion times over. Before this happened, there was no right or left. We just got along as Americans.
We were
And
Americans.
I don't understand this, okay? I'm having a problem with it myself, watching it fall apart because of this. It's like a civil war, right?
It is.
And I'm wondering, and I have to ask, you know, Mark, were these people always this angry deep down? Did they always hate each other this way? Or is it social engineering? And that's exactly what it is. It's social engineering and some kind of mind control.
When you talk about being entrained, I think you're really onto something there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I even know people that I think are entrained and they're reactionary. They can't even help themselves.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you.
And they're triggered by, for some reason, and I haven't figured out quite what it is, but don't you think certain people are more vulnerable to this, let's call it brainwashing for lack of a better word.
Yeah, I think people who don't have a spiritual benchmark are, for sure. If they don't know themselves, how can they know anything else? If they don't connect to their higher self, almost their superconscious, and what we call creator source, how are they going to know how to assess anything because they're not having clarity? You have to have clarity through higher consciousness in order to assess the situation you reside in, right? These people don't have it.
You know what's funny is it's not always intelligence either, because I know intelligent people that are entrained by this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which I was shocked to see.
Well, I think you were right. One thing you did mention the addiction thing. I think that's part of it, Mark. I think they're addicted to the energetic associated with the conflict.
So it becomes a stimulation to them.
Yeah, absolutely. Like a drug. You know, they have to be cut off. I mean, literally just cut them off from this. And I don't know if it's like cutting them off from the internet or what, you know, timeouts on the internet. Maybe that's why they ban people on.
Like
I get that.
Kid, like a little kid.
Yeah. Put them in a timeout, man. Freeze them for a second. Maybe that's a good idea. I mean, I'm not sure about, I'm not here to be policing the internet, but I will say maybe it is a good idea just to kind of get people to back up a little bit because they're getting crazy.
Well, you know, I feel bad for people like Alex Jones because he's done a lot of hard work. He's educated a lot of us. But like you said, like he's the most, you know, Billy talks about the importance of being neutral, positive, to be in harmony. He's completely opposite of that. And it's almost like I'm watching him over the years, his negative, because he's obsessed with this negativity all the time.
Stimulated by it.
Oh, you think so?
I think he's definitely entrained into it. Yep, absolutely he is. And also, he's literally changed the Patriot movement into a religious movement, which I don't appreciate because the Patriot movement really is about people who love this country, spiritual people, not religious people, spiritual people, period.
Right.
And all of a sudden, it's about religion. It's about Christianity. It's not about that. This is about the spirit of America and the liberty of America and the freedom of America, which doesn't have any quote unquote religion foundation. I mean, they want to create one. That's great. But it really isn't the case. We're talking about consciousness here, which doesn't and is not defined by religion. So I have a problem with him doing that. And I think he hijacked the Patriot I can't speak right now, the Patriot Movement, so that he could literally, you know, call it a religious movement.
Well, so. I personally think it's taken a toll on his health.
Well, that could be it as well. Yeah, possibly.
You know, and I think all of the, I think, like you said, the negative thinking, I think he was much better. Yeah, he was much better off when I think he was focused on his movies and focused on education, educating people. Now it's more about, we got to win the fight.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's not fight.
Let's, I agree.
You know,
and they're actually edging it on too. Both of them. It's like the polarization. It's ebb and flow and ebb and flow. And I even notice, even from his personnel, even for the people that work at the at his Alex Jones. Yeah, I mean, literally, they hate people like me. Okay, I'm there out there on the front lines. I've disclosed covert warfare. I've been out there taking a lot of hits. But because I have a background in paganism and mysticism and the craft and other things and Enochian mystery schools that they consider to be satanic or evil, they would never back my ass up. This is what bothers me, Mark. These people are hypocrites. I'm on the front lines every day doing better work than they could ever hope to do. But they're very discriminatory against anybody who's not what they are. And I see it more and more. And I'm like, you know what? It's almost like a strange polarity to watch them in conflict with these other groups because they're both the same. They created the witch hunts a long time ago, and now they're being attacked. So I'm like, is it karma or is it dharma? I don't know. But I find it interesting, and I will tell you, just from my own observation, I see the way they behave. And I've tried to reach out to them on several occasions just to give like credible information. And they're so waved into that religious indoctrination that they don't even want anything to like, they just close the door to me, which is okay. I mean, it's not gonna hurt my feelings. It's their loss. But it's the concept of consciousness and spirituality and the fact that they cannot get past the barrier of their own religion in order to grow and evolve. They're never going to get out of here. They want to pretend they're going to. They're not, unless they let go of the religious indoctrination. So I don't know what to say about it, but I see it.
You know, what I would like to do, maybe it's a good time to stop this evening and I'll upload this show, but I think this whole analyzing this entrainment that's going on, maybe we could, you know, for next time, whenever that may be, we can focus on how people are being entrained.
Oh, absolutely. And there's so many ways to do it. Yeah.
It's so bizarre to me. It's one of the most shocking things that I've seen, and we've all seen it. You know, the people that are, I shouldn't
even go
there. I don't know that I should go there, but to understand that the mainstream media now is controlled by, let's say, enemies. Maybe that's another thing we need to try to analyze for, get more information on for further shows, is trying to get a better idea who's behind the curtain and what their goals are, right?
Well, I think we touched on it a little bit, but I do know that central intelligence agencies are definitely involved. There's a lot of that going on. So you're dealing with a lot of agencies that are overseeing and manipulating the narrative. So that part, of course, there are spinoff agencies affiliated as well. And I still think that, you know, a lot of people touch on China. A lot of people touch on various agencies. But, yeah, we can certainly expand on that later on. But what I see, this whole thing is a waste of life and experience of life. You know, you talked about earlier, and I know you're going to wrap this up, but just the idea of loving your animals, for example, and the feeling you get when you love people.
Sure.
Love is so significant. And if we bring it back to source, to love for self, love for your, I mean, if you just love people unconditionally, or at least deal, just unconditionally handle them, right? You don't even have to love them. But getting back to the level of higher consciousness would be a really good deal.
The Billy uses the word creation.
Mm-hmm.
And he, for the universe. And he says, the infinite love of creation connects all life because in all life that love lies hidden.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the most beautiful things. He also says, love is the highest principle in all creation, and through it, everything exists in absolute logics. So we would not even exist if it were not for love.
Mm-hmm. That makes a lot of sense. And that's
profound.
Very interesting.
Isn't that profound?
Yeah, it is. And think about it. Without love, this world goes very dark.
It
is going dark. It's going very dark, and that it's almost like mankind is causing his own extinction by negating that, by not allowing the love to come in.
Yeah. And it's so funny you use the word going dark, because Billy talks about love and light being associated with each other. I don't really completely understand that yet.
But well, love is light, isn't it?
Well, it certainly is an interesting concept, because all animals or most all animals respond to light.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, if you bring, it energizes everything. That's why you have sunlight in the summer and everything mm-hmm. is just radiating. He also yep. says the incredible splendor of nature is the visible expression of the love of creation. So creation's radiating love. He doesn't use the term God because just like you were saying with religion, they've polluted this term and given mm-hmm. them all these wrong concepts.
Exactly. It's hijacked. They've hijacked. They've created God in their own image instead of the image of the multiverse. Yeah, mm-hmm. absolutely.
Where creation is much more neutral and accepting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a neutral positive, just like what you were talking about. And I look at, like we were talking about the sun. That is, it fuels our cells, our atoms, our light body, our Merkaba. It builds us, it creates our life force, literally, and also what's here on this world. So without that beautiful light, that celestial light, what is everyone, They're just void of spirit.
We would not be alive.
Mm-mm. That's what I'm seeing, void of spirit. They don't have spirit inside. They're entity controlled. And with entity control comes a hijacking of whatever they want to have host them,
The infinite love of creation connects all life because in all life that love lies hidden. And it's so interesting, your pets, that love is hidden in your pets, but it becomes quickly obvious.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that's my thing, too, is all animals suffer here, too. Let's not forget all the suffering that goes on with the animal kingdom.
Unbelievable.
And that's my thing. I feel very connected to the animal kingdom to want to help them, too.
Unbelievable. So. It's the mm-hmm. thing I see every single day.
It breaks my heart, more so than you realize. I can't explain it because I know how pure energy animals are. They're just beautiful life
forms. They're such a benefit to us.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, if you'll just take away, work outside, work through your selfishness and help an animal, mm-hmm. you will get back 10 times more than what you gave.
Yeah, be kind to animals. Do kind deeds if you can. It's not hard.
And one of my goals is I've been... planting trees. I got 30 trees in my yard.
I love
now.
That. That's fabulous. I'm so happy for you. It's
yeah,
wonderful.
Yeah. So yeah. We got a couple cool. acres here. So
beautiful.
And, people, and you're there in beautiful Colorado, and I hope it stays
so
beautiful.
Me too. Well, I still have beautiful trees surrounding me as well, and I'm hoping that they'll stay that way.
And that's why, we'll have to talk more about overpopulation too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
People don't understand the danger of that because what comes with overpopulation is the destruction of the environment, and that's what we're seeing.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And it's unfortunate because the universe is rich. We live in an abundant multiverse. There's no excuse for what's happening here on this world. It's usually due to greed.
30 million. I'll send you that link mm-hmm. where it talks about 30 million people dying of starvation.
Wow. Yeah.
Every year. It's just a staggering number.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm so impressed that you don't eat meat. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I haven't eaten meat since, I never liked it much when I was a youth, and I stopped when I was in my 20s, and I never wanted to go back. I just, just not my thing.
So, do you, combine rice and beans to get enough
protein? I do a lot of protein. Yeah, I do stuff like that, and I know tofu's not necessarily good for you, but I do like tofu.
Is it hard to digest? Is tofu?
Not for me. I just hear that it's not supposed to be good for you, but I still like it. But, I find alternatives. Mm. And I do okay. I don't feel like I'm being depleted at all.
Combine rice and beans then to get
I don't really
protein?
Like rice. I'm not really big on rice at all because it's a filler food. I try to steer away from that sort of thing. But, I do like my breads. I have to watch it because I do like my certain, sourdough breads.
You eat the bread, huh?
Oh, I love bread.
Do you,
I can't help.
Can you digest it well?
I can. I can do okay. I don't eat a ton of it, but there's certain little things I still do, and that's the bread thing.
So gluten doesn't bother you at all?
Doesn't really. I've tried the gluten-free stuff, and I don't really notice a difference, and actually I don't really feel – I don't like gluten-free. It doesn't taste good to me, so.
Really?
Yeah.
I like the gluten.
You like it?
I've tried it. I cannot eat gluten anymore. It just makes me feel like I'm about ready to explode. Yeah.
Well, maybe it's because I really don't eat a ton of it. I don't eat a lot of stuff like breads and things, so. Yeah.
Well, for future programs, and we'll try not to make it, 6 months. I don't know how long it's been since we talked, but let's try to focus on some of this entrainment of the mainstream media. Let's try to learn a little bit more about this.
Okay.
Because
that's good. And we can also come up with solutions too. What I'd like to do is talk about what the cause is and then how to correct it. And we can go through the Billy Meyer material perhaps and talk about how we can change this because we have the power. You have the power. through the Billy Meyer material to alter people's perception, right?
In that's the right my way. Thing.
I know you're doing great, and I appreciate everything you do, and I love it. I love what you do, Mark.
Well, good. So we'll get back together. Hopefully, it won't be so long.
Okay.
And we'll flesh out some more of these ideas. But you're right. I'm impressed that you're focused on solutions. That's
yeah. I need to be because I realized it's too toxic to hold on. I can't hold on anymore, and nobody should. You can't hold on, and you can't save the people that are down there.
All right. Well, so there you go. Thanks a bunch, and let's touch base again here before
okay.
too long.
Thank you.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Wait a minute. Did I press pause? Let me save.